KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
In high school boys basketball last night, Class 3A sub-state finals in a game heard here on KJAN. It was Harlan defeating Atlantic 52-43. Cyclones made 17 of 19 free throws in the game, including 14 straight in the fourth quarter to post that victory last night. Trey Landsman led the Cyclones with 16 points. Second-ranked Atlantic had three players, Sam Markham, Chad Christensen, and Dalton Franken, with 10 points apiece. The Trojans' only lead in the second half was at 29-28 before Harlan then retook control. Atlantic ends the season at 22-2, while Harlan moves on to the state tournament. They have a record of 18-6 overall. Also in 3A sub-state finals last night, Davenport Assumption beat Marion 51-47. Dallas Center Grimes needed overtime to beat Norwalk 64-61. It was Grinnell over Centerville 48-33. MLC Floyd Valley beat Bishop Heelan Catholic 70-61. Mount Pleasant over Solon 51-33. Vinton Shelsburg beat Crestwood 65-56. Waverly Shellrock a 65-55 winner over Clear Lake. Those winners advancing to the state tournament, and the pairings in 3A now are set. The tournament in 3A will begin with 4th seed Grinnell playing 5th seed MOC Floyd Valley next Tuesday. Vinton Shelsburg, the number 1 seed, will play 8th seeded Harlan in a 3:45 p.m. game next Tuesday, March the 5th. Vinton Shelsburg 24-0 on the season. Dallas Center Grimes, the 2 seed, plays 7th seeded Davenport Assumption, and number 3 seed Waverly Shellrock will face number 6 Mount Pleasant in the other 3A quarterfinal round game next week. While boys' tournament action continues to be set, girls' tournament action got underway yesterday in Des Moines. Second-ranked Newell Fonda took command, outscoring Villisca 29-4 in the second quarter as they post a 75-28 victory in the opening game at the girls' 1A state basketball tournament on Monday.
We had some open looks that we didn't finish in that first quarter, but once the girls settled in and started finishing, the defense and the pressure really took care of itself. Villisca is a very good ball club, but today our girls played just a phenomenal game.
That's Newell Fonda coach Dick Youngers, who says depth is a major strength for his team. Jill Vanderhoof led Villisca with 11 points as the Blue Jays end the season with a record of 21-5.
They were a very aggressive team. I knew that they were going to be putting a lot of pressure on us when we off the dribble, but we were so tempted to put it on the floor that we kind of played into it. So, yeah, they're a very, very good team.
That's Villisca coach Donna Williams. That was the final girls' basketball game ever for the school. They're closing at the end of the year to merge with Corning.
This is the final flight. We've been calling it all year. The boys have had a great season, and we have too. We've had our expectations were to get here, and we were able to do that. Very proud of the girls. I've had these girls for 6 years and through junior high and high school, and a good group of senior girls. They're just, and this is a dream come true for them to be here, and we're very proud of them.
75-28, Newell Fonda topping Villisca yesterday. Other Class 1A quarterfinals at the girls' state tourney saw Marquette Catholic need overtime to defeat Arweva 65-57. Burlington Notre Dame defeating Colonesco 60-43. Central Lyon beat Earlham 67-43. In 2A quarterfinals yesterday, Western Christian topping Pella Christian 65-28. It was Applington Parkersburg over Panorama 48-38. And Lawton Bronson beat Iowa City Regina 71-67. Now, today's seven-game schedule starts with 2A quarterfinal round play as Maquoketa Valley will play IKM Manning in a 10 a.m. contest today. IKM Manning 23-1 on the season. Maquoketa Valley enters at 19-5. That's a 10 o'clock start time this morning. That'll be followed by the 3A quarterfinals as Red Oak will face Davenport Assumption 11:45. Red Oak is 13-11 on the year. Davenport Assumption 22-2 on the season. Also, Bondurant Farrar plays Cascade. Mid Prairie faces MLC Floyd Valley, and Spirit Lake will play Esterville Lincoln Central. Then there are a couple of 4A quarterfinals set for tonight. Harlan will face Benton Community at 6:45 this evening. The Cyclones are 21-2. So is Benton Community entering that contest. The late game has Winterset facing Waverly Shellrock in Class 4A first-round play. On men's college hoops last night, Iowa State's home court winning streak is over at 22 as Elijah Johnson played out of his mind last night with a career-high 39 points as 6th-ranked Kansas posted a 108-96 victory in overtime. Now, once again, the Cyclones faltered in the waning moments of regulation and allowed Kansas to wiggle off the hook, and the Jayhawks took control then in overtime.
It's so difficult, to have that happen here. You know, when we get up five, I thought we had a good defensive possession, and Relaford misses the shot. We can't get the rebound. They kick it out and hit one, and then, you know, Johnson, I thought we defended him well, and a couple of those late, he rises up and hits a couple deep ones. It's the way it goes. It's extremely disappointing and unfortunate, but we'll bounce back.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg. The Cyclones canned 17 three-pointers in the game, but they were 0-for-6 from behind the arc in the overtime as they fell to the Jayhawks in OT for the second time this season.
That's as good as anybody's played against Kansas this year. You know, we scored 87 and 96 against them in two games. You just got to find a way to get those stops, grind them out, and close those games, close them out.
Corey Lucius led Iowa State with 23 points as the Cyclones fall to 9-6 in the Big 12. They're 19-9 overall. Elsewhere in top 25 play, Kansas State has 12 conference wins for the first time in 40 years under Thomas Gibson, who scored 20 points, and Angel Rodriguez, who added 16 to lead the Wildcats to a 75-55 win over Texas Tech. Marquette has bolstered its chance for number one seed in the Big East tournament as they beat Syracuse last night 74-71 over the 12th-ranked Orange. The Eagles improved to 11-4 in the conference. Also, C.J. Fair had 20 points for Syracuse. They're 10-5 in conference play. In the NBA last night, it was Washington beating Toronto 90-84, Atlanta topping Detroit 114-103. Boston needed overtime to beat Utah 110-107, and it was Denver topping the LA Lakers 119-108. In the National Hockey League, it was Toronto over Philadelphia 4-2. Ottawa wins a shootout 2-1 over Montreal. Nashville went to overtime to beat Dallas 5-4. Chicago in overtime a winner over Edmonton 3-2. And Los Angeles 5-2 winners over Anaheim in action on the ice last night. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
In football news, the New England Patriots have a lot more cap room thanks to their starting quarterback. A person familiar with the contract tells the Associated Press that Tom Brady has received a 3-year extension from the Patriots worth about $27 million. The new deal clears nearly $15 million from New England's salary cap. The 35-year-old two-time league MVP was signed through 2014 and has said that he wants to play 5 more years. The 3-time Super Bowl champion will make far less in those 3 seasons than the going rate for star quarterbacks. Brady currently has a 4-year, $72 million deal with $48 million of that guaranteed. The Philadelphia Eagles have released veteran defensive tackles Cullen Jenkins and Mike Patterson. Jenkins signed a 5-year, $30 million contract with the Eagles in 2011 and started every game the last 2 seasons. He was due to make $5.5 million this season, but rebuilding Philadelphia cut the 32-year-old Jenkins on Monday. After spending the first 7 seasons of his NFL career with Green Bay, Jenkins left for Philadelphia. He had 5.5 sacks in 2011 and 4 in 2012. Patterson was the team's longest tenured player, spending 8 seasons with the Eagles, a first-round draft pick in 2005 out of Southern California. The 29-year-old Patterson played in 115 games with 99 starts. Linebacker Manti Te'o's first appearance on a football field since the BCS championship didn't go as well as planned. The Notre Dame star and Heisman Trophy runner-up was clocked at 4.82 yard seconds in the 40-yard dash. NFL Network draft analyst Mike Mayock had said on Sunday, anything faster than 4.7 would be phenomenal. Anything 4.8 or over would be a concern. The workout comes more than a month after Te'o's highly publicized online romance with a girlfriend was exposed as a hoax and that Te'o was a victim of that hoax. Defensive tackle star Lola Tule said that he's heading home from the NFL's combine after doctors discovered that he had a heart condition. Lola Tule is one of the top prospects in April's draft, and some mock drafts have the Utah star going number one overall. He's expected to undergo more extensive heart tests when he gets back to Utah. And baseball's union head, Michael Weiner, says there's active discussion about increasing the penalties for violating baseball's drug testing program. Weiner says players have expressed interest in making the sanctions for failed drug tests more severe. He also says there have been discussions with Major League Baseball about possible changes that could take place in 2014. Under the current rules, a player gets a 50-game suspension for a first offense when testing positive for performance-enhancing drugs. Weiner says players have very little patience for seeing their peers try to cheat the system. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.